It was the Christmas of 1914. World War I had just begun and was ravaging most of Europe by this time. But along the Western Front, bizarre occurrences began to take place as the war neared Christmas of that first year. Soldiers from both sides began to yell jokes and stories to soldiers in the other side's trenches. The Allied powers of Britain, France, and Russia at the time began to notice German soldiers placing Christmas trees along the tops of their trenches. And then boots with treats started to be tossed from one side to another. And then finally, one fateful day, a British soldier called out, "Don't shoot!" and slowly left the safety of his trench and walked to the other side. By Christmas Eve night and into Christmas Day, soldiers from both sides were gathering in what's known as No Man's Land, the barren, bloody, creviced land between trenches that was full of shrapnel, bullets, blood, and dead bodies of soldiers whose lives had perished. They played soccer together, they ate together, they sang carols together, and they helped one another bury their dead. An unofficial peace broke out as soldiers from both sides felt the awkwardness of violence on a holy day like Christmas. And so remarkable was this story that years later, a folk singer named John McCutcheon would write a song entitled Christmas in the Trenches, sung from the first-person perspective of a fictional character named Francis Tolliver, a British soldier. Allow me to read the lyrics. "My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. To Belgium and to Flanders, to Germany to here, I fought for king and country I love dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still. No Christmas song was sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, 'Now listen up, me boys,' each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice sang out so clear. 'He's singing bloody well, you know,' my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in the harmony. The cannons rested silent, the gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and a reverent pause was spent, 'God rest ye merry gentlemen,' struck up some lads from Kent. The next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis silent night,' says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. 'There's someone coming towards us,' the front-line sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure coming from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright, as he bravely strode unarmed into the night. Soon one by one on either side walked into No Man's Land. With neither gun nor bayonet we met there, hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well, and in a flare-lit soccer game we gave 'em hell. We traded chocolate cigarettes and photographs from home, these sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played his squeeze box, and they had a violin, this curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight stole upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night: whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches, where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well, that the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame, and on each end of the rifle, we're the same." That's a haunting song to me. Haunting because when violence meets Christmas, we realize they don't go together. And for Christians, our story is told first and foremost through the Christmas narrative, through what Advent builds up to, through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so for you and I, our story does not begin with loud cannons on the 4th of July. No, our story begins in the long waiting for a Messiah, for a Savior, for a Lord. And the birth of our nation, the Church, again, is not on July 4th, but it's with Pentecost, where the Spirit descends. The same Spirit of Christ that we meet in the Christmas story that indwells the womb of Mary and gives birth to the only love, hope, peace, and joy that is truly lasting. It's been a tough year, friends. And if we could all join in a time of confession, you would realize that your words on Facebook or your feelings about the other side politically, you've had people in your sights. You've said things that you should regret. You've carried burdens that you were not meant to carry. And you've put burdens on others that you should not have put on them. And so I welcome you to the no man's land in which we find ourselves right now. The land that has been pockmarked by political battles, COVID, families not talking to one another, friends having rifts over politics, and the list goes on and on and on. This has been a violent year. And maybe not violent in the sense that we've taken up arms against one another, but violent rhetoric. We've watched as the fault lines in our country grow greater and stronger by the day. And friends, we must confess that in many ways we have participated in those fault lines. And so, as you sing carols this Christmas, as Advent comes to a close and we enter into Christmastide, may we come out of our trenches, the place where we've been barracked for so long, and may we walk out, may we fly our peace flags, and may we meet each other in the middle and realize that though we may have different political backgrounds, different socioeconomic statuses, we have different stories, and maybe we have different responses to COVID, on Christmas in no man's land, we recognize one another's common humanity. And somehow that comes because on Christmas we recognize the humanity of our Lord. And through His gracious sacrifice on our behalf, His humanity spent on our behalf, our humanity now can take on new meaning. That we do not have to live existences that are primarily identified with war or battle. But we have life in Him, an eternal life, eternal hope, love, joy, and peace. The four major themes of Advent that you and I get to offer freely to everybody. They don't have to earn it. They don't have to prove themselves worthy of it because we didn't have to earn it. And we could not prove ourselves worthy of it. It came to us in a humble way through the Christ child. So come out of your trenches. Embrace the Christ child. Find the hope you've been longing for. Find the love that you have so desired. Find the joy that makes life worth living. And may you have an unspeakable peace. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on all on who His peace and glory rests. Happy Advent, friends, and Merry Christmas. I pray for you to know peace and the true peace that comes with the Christ child. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come, sweet Christ child, into our midst and remind us once again what it means to be human and what it means to be truly and fully alive. Amen.